Okay, so we are going to interview Eileen Smith, who is a middle school teacher in Licking Heights, which is a public school district in Central Ohio. We'll start with question one. In your own words, how would you describe thriving and surviving in an educational sense?
I would say that thriving is the students learning and using the materials that they've learned in the school setting, as well as in life, learning the core subjects, as well as how to be good citizens and respectful and responsible individuals. And I would describe surviving as those students that come to school and are present there, and they learn the concepts, but are not necessarily applying them to the real world.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so then my second question, in your professional domain as a student or a teacher, do you feel that students are thriving or surviving as a result of increased resource allocation for educational technologies? And if you could talk about any examples that you use in your classroom.
We have Chromebooks, and we use those for accelerated reader testing, the STAR testing, and we use them for test prep. We've only had them for the last 2 years in our building. So I don't know for sure if the students are thriving or surviving yet, because we don't have a whole lot
Is it a way you can track, you know, learning or progress over time by having these programs where they individualize some of the education?
Yeah, and with our state testing now being online, it's good practice for them. And I think once we see them using them more in the classrooms, and then hopefully it will show that they do better on the statewide testing then.
So you would think that students have the ability more likely to quote unquote thrive with educational technologies?
Yeah, and I think because everything is technology now, that's all they do.
Right. And then, okay, perfect. Well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.